Braden Brown now joined by Emporia High boys basketball coach Evan Burns. We always appreciate his insights. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, so can't complain.
For sure. Hard to believe, last week of the regular season coming up right here. We got Manhattan coming to town later tonight. We'll have it for you right here on KVOE. But coach, let's go back to Friday night, a 4-point loss at Topeka. Going up to the dungeon for the first time as the Emporia High coach, did it live up to the hype and what you kind of expected with the atmosphere?
Oh, yeah. The dungeon's probably one of the coolest places I've coached. And it was a great atmosphere. It was a great turnout on both sides. I thought it was a very good, just a overall great experience. Crazy on how high that the stands go and how high the ceilings are, but no, I think it was a cool experience, really, really great opportunity for high school kids to play in. And I thought both sides, like I said, Topeka and Emporia were great, and couldn't ask for a better atmosphere, I think, on a Friday night.
Hard fought game, falling by 4. Topeka High just couldn't miss a 3, knocking down 16 of them. After you went back and watched the tape, were you happy with the shots you were giving up, or did they just get some easy ones?
Yeah, see, like, I thought, you know, looking at some of the shots they took, they're about 5-7 feet off the line, and you can live with those. And then I thought our closeouts towards the shot was good. We sprinted out, hand up in their face, and give credit to Topeka High. They drilled them. And I thought maybe, you know, running and jumping on starting early in the third quarter, try to get some turnovers, trapping them. And then, you know, sometimes they broke the press, which they, once they broke it past half court, they, you know, kicked it to the corner. And that's what we wanted them to do, take quick shots. And again, they just nailed them. And sometimes, you know, games are played like that, and sometimes teams shoot the ball really well. So we tried to do everything we could do to slow them down by calling early timeouts. But, you know, when a team shoots 60% from 3, 16 for 27, it's gonna be tough to win. So all kudos to T-High on that.
As you look to the final week of the regular season, still alive to win the Centennial League and still in a good shape to host at least one playoff basketball game. So as you gear up for this week, what are you hoping to see from the boys to get ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, just stick to the basics. Don't try to force or press anything. Knowing we just came off 2 losses, they're hard-fought, 1 possession game. So, you know, we just need to stay doing what we're doing. We just need to be better around the rim, I think, a little bit better, and, you know, shoot better from the free throw line. But I liked how, you know, we shot 32% from 3 last week. You know, we were both 7 for 22 last week in the game. So that was a good sign to see that we're shooting it better from 3. But we just need to stick to our guns, stick to what we do best, play good, tough defense, rebound the ball, and get out and break.
Don't forget, we'll have Emporia High basketball tonight. A girls contest first, about 5 hours from now from the pregame coverage, and we'll have more from Evan Burns then as Emporia hosts senior night against Manhattan. Coach, we appreciate the time today.
Hey, thank you.